Okay, we continue on our journey. One of the thoughts that I had about what we're talking about, as we're going to see, is, I've said this many times, is about, it's about a person learning to work smarter, not harder. What does that mean? What that means is to find your nekuda. Many times a person wants to copy people or needs to fit in to something else, and that's why it's difficult for the person, because you're not living with your nekuda. Nekuda means like your unique contribution, right? The person who is the Baal Chesed and loves giving and doing for others, and the person who likes to sit in a corner and likes to do what you know, just, he's not so into doing chesed. Now, that doesn't mean that the person who sits alone in the corner doesn't also need to do chesed. It doesn't mean the person who does chesed doesn't need sometimes to sit in the corner and do his own thing. But it's a personality thing, as we've been saying. It's a tchunas ha-nefesh. Hashem created each and every one of us different. Kishem she'in partufeim doim ezulazu, just like we look different than each other, so too our neshamas. That's where our neshama comes from. Panim is pinim. Pei nun yun mem. Your face is different because your neshama is different. So everyone is unique. And when you learn to love your uniqueness, when you learn to know where you're unique, that's when you begin to really, when things get easier for you. That's why I love the strength finders. The strength finders is to focus on your strengths, because everybody has different strengths. You know, many times we talk about a person working on his weaknesses, as Rabbi Saul Salanter said, woe to the person who doesn't know his weaknesses, but even woe to a person who doesn't know his strengths. What are you good at? What are you naturally good at? What's easier for you? Are you a people's person? Are you not a people's person? Are you good with math? Are you good with history? Are you good with Bikias? Are you good with Bi'in? Are you good with Chassidus? Are you good with Musar? And it's not the Pshat, like we said before. Eilu ve'eilu, each one of them are not even, obviously, Divilikim Chaim. But the Pshat is that Hashem, as we're going to see in a second, your life, your excitement of life comes when you're living what Hashem put you on this world to live for, which means your strengths, your personality. And he brings down, the tzaddik brings down, page Samach Tes in Lekhan Amaram Beis. He says, Matzas bi Yalkut Shemoini. He brings a Yalkut. Listen to this. Ksiv kabit es Hashem mahuncha. It says you have to honor Hashem from your hon, from what you have. What Hashem has given you, right? Honor Hashem with what He's given you. And the Medrash says what? Let's say you have a beautiful voice. What do? Avar lefnei ateva, right? Like label, right? You have a good voice, you daven for the Amud, right? A person, let's say, has a lot of money, give tzedakah. A person, you know, has experience going through certain things in life, give it over to everybody else. Hashem gives you certain things in order to share it. So one of the things over here is talking about Chia ben Achoso shel Rabbi Eliezer HaKafer. Chia, the nephew of Rabbi Eliezer HaKafer, had a gorgeous voice. Listen to this story. Rabbi Eliezer HaKafer omer lo, Chia bni, amoid v'kabed es Hashem m'mashachan enega. Hashem gave you a beautiful voice. What did He give you a beautiful voice for? He gave it to share with the world. Navos hayakol na'a vayoyel Yerushalayim. Navos had a beautiful voice and he used to go up to Yerushalayim. Vayakol Yisrael miskansin l'shmayas koylei. Right, everybody went up to hear him daven. Ketzad hayamahalol mishabech zekadosh baruch hu. Pama achas. Okay, not to scare anybody over here, but listen, this is a medrash. Lo Allah. One time he says, "Nah, I don't want to go up." And what happened? Avad min ha'olam. He died. Mi garam lezois, says the Medrash, al yedei shlo olu Yerushalayim When Hashem gives you something, okay, so it's not the pshat, oh, you know, if you don't use your talents, you're going to die, chas v'shalom. But the pshat is that what? You want to live. You know what life is? Life is using the kochos that Hashem gave you. Umitoychan divrei ha-medrash says the tzaddik roim ad kama yokoilo shanovas noivin if leva kama choshev v'yakar haya shekibit es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ma shechananoi b'shira b'zimra. Unbelievable. He says, "Ubavadai meruba mida toiva shema adam zoiche u'machabit es Hashem yisparach v'oivde b'malosu b'tchuna samyucheres loi." If a person serves Hashem with what Hashem gave him, vaday shashevach hashvach uchashuv mushum agarim nachas ruch miyuchad lo yisparach. Right, very unique in your contribution. And I'll end off with the Gemara. The Gemara says, we say this every time when we learn this in Mesil Zisharm. The Gemara in Chulin says like this. It says, the Gemara in Chulin Kufhei, says on certain Amorayim, they said on themselves that they are Chala Bar Chamra. They're vinegar, the son of wine. Right? That's what it means. Vinegar is less chashev than wine. Legabe Avi b'mashloya nizar b'anhaga miuchedes. Right? I think the Gemara brings by, the Mesil Sharm brings that one of his father used to not eat from fleishiks to milchiks from one day to the next day. And he went ahead and he waited, 6 hours. So what's the question? I don't understand. You're chala, you're considering yourself chala, not chala, ches, lamed, hey, that's chala. Chala is ches, lamed, aleph, means vinegar. So why am I vinegar? If my father did like this, and he's chashuv, so why don't I do the same thing? That's the obvious question. So copy him. So what's the pshat? Umakshim. Madua gam hulo nog b'midat tovah shel aviv. So don't call yourself vinegar. You be wine junior, the son of wine senior. Why are you vinegar? Copy your father. Your father waits from one day to the next day, and you not. Why copy him? So listen to this. Ela yuvan b'chol amar ki kol hazihirius halalu nava mikoch shema yuvin in yoneim am yuchadim shol kolam v'amora. That was unique for his father to do. The Terem Megillah Dargasa Shel Aviv, before you reach the level of your father, Ilo Yemestai Ka'aviv, Ayazatzle Inyan Shel Amalim Imadrigasa, which is called, by the way, the Nesiv Shalom calls that Avoda. I mean, it's not, he doesn't call it, it's based on other tzaddikim that they say that's called Avoda Zara. What are the literal translation of the word Avoda Zara? Avoda, work, that is strange for you, that you're not supposed to be doing it. That's called Avodah Zarah. People want to know, what's Avodah Zarah nowadays? That's Avodah Zarah, that you're not doing the work that you're supposed to be doing. You're doing the work that the guy next to you, your next door neighbor is supposed to be doing. That's called Avodah Zarah. Avodah, work, that is Zar. That's why you're Chalan. The fact that he called himself vinegar, the son of wine, is so gorgeous. Because what's the pshat? That he understands that there are higher levels. But I have to know who I am. I have to know where I stand. I have to know what's for me. Shekomer, Al loy lo adam laros v'leilich b'gdoilis u'beneflos b'meno l'kol achat kefi erech madregasa. And I'll end off with the Gra. The Gra, gorgeous Gra. Rav Hillel's back in service over here. V'ayim b'feirish ha-Gra al mishle shekosav. Right? You know what I'm going to quote over here, Rav Hillel. Shekol adam Tzarech leilech lefi madregasoi v'lo yikpoitz v'oz yeilech levetach. What does that mean? Don't jump levels. People, you ever see that? It's one of my favorite pictures they have, where they have a ladder, and they have the rungs of the ladder, two ladders next to each other. One ladder has like one rung here, one rung here, one rung there. And then the other ladder has rungs right on top of each other. You want to be oyle in ruchnias. You want to be oyle in anything you want to achieve. Take it little by slowly. Take it one small, tiny step at a time. Don't jump levels. And many times we see people say, oh, I'm inspired. Take it slow. slow. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. When you live life like a marathon, and you got time, you got to pace yourself. You got to, right? A guy gets excited in Avodas Hashem, and it's very normal. You get excited in Avodas Hashem. So you make sometimes a Kabbalah, you make a commitment that's way too big. It lasts for a week, a month, 2 months, hopefully. Sometimes it doesn't even last that long. And then what happens? Then you crash, you have a big Yerida, and then you start blaming Hashem, and then you start this, and blah, 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 all that. And the other guy, right, you guys, they still had this in your day. You probably watched it, because I don't know if they read books anymore to little kids, but you could probably watch it on a YouTube video, right? The tortoise and the hare. You guys know the tortoise and the hare? Right? Is that still holding tortoise and hare? Aaron, no? They had that in your time? Yeah. Okay, we'll have to read you the book. You guys know the tortoise and the hare label? You know the tortoise and the hare? Tortoise and the hare. What? Where the tortoise is the turtle, and the hare is the rabbit. And who won the race at the end?
Oh, is that movie?
The movie. See, he said that's the movie. I knew it. Welcome to correct. It's a movie. And in our day, before they had movies, we had our parents read books to us. So yeah. Now you don't have to read a book to your kid. Just put a screen on top of his bed, Amir Tzishan. This way you can learn. You're learning, and your kid can fall asleep by himself. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha, right? We should all be zoicha. To be, yes, Raf.
I feel like it's good that some people learn and grow differently.
Exactly. Exactly.
The only way they can grow is it just impulsively put a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, good, good. If that's the way, if it works for you, good. So Rafi's being a lamdan over here. Rafi's being a lamdan. So he says, but if I could do so well by going ahead and making myself, do extreme, blah, 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 and that works for me, great. Then that works for you. For some people, that might work. For some people, that might be what. But you have to know yourself. You have to know yourself, and it takes time. You don't want to copy other people. That's the point. When you copy other people, then that's when the trouble begins. You can learn from other people. You can learn different principles of life, of what works and what doesn't work. But the most important thing is ma shechanan, what Hashem gave you. Some people are, especially in the world of social media, in the world of what's important, right, for people, is that's, someone actually told me from Chaverim, Rabbi Yitzi Raymond told me this like probably 10 years, maybe 10 years ago. One of the rabbis there, Rabbi Smith, is that his name? I don't know if that's his name. One of the rabbis there said that it used to be that a kid would say, what do I want to be when I grow up? I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. And the girls would say, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a teacher. That's the poll that they took, that most people said. Nowadays, you ask a kid what they want to be, or this was 10, 20 years ago, you ask a kid what they want to be, what was the answer? I want to be famous. I want to be famous. So what does that mean? What it means is, it's not what I want. If this will get me famous, then I'll do it. What's the pshat? The pshat is that it's not what I want to do. It's what other people are going to give me my approval of what I do. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zocha. Have an amazing first day of the rest of our life. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Rafi. Shkoch.